Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Bublazer, Managing Editor, and my guest is Dr. Shaul Yanai of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and an associate at the Israel-based Forum for Regional Thinking. Thank you very much for being with me.
You're welcome.
And the topic, the United Arab Emirates has withdrawn most of its troops from Yemen, a move some are construing as a blow to the four-year-long war effort by a Saudi-led coalition of Sunni regional countries. The coalition intervened in Yemen in March 2015 after Iranian-backed Shiite Houthi rebels captured the capital Sana'a and ousted the internationally recognized government. Dr. Yanai, what was the rationale behind Abu Dhabi's decision, and how do you think it will affect the battlefield?
The U.S. thinks that the war should be ended and parties should be reaching agreement to distribute power in Yemen between the local government and the Houthis. And they think by doing that, they will not give Iran any more excuses to stay in Yemen and to be in Yemen affairs. Abu Dhabi is sending her troops back home, but leaving behind about 30,000 mercenaries to look after the UAE interests. 10,000 of them are from Sudan, and 20,000 of them are local Yemenis that are getting paid from Abu Dhabi. So for Mohammed ibn Zayed, the actual ruler of the Emirates, they don't have anything more to do in there. And the things that the conflicts move to the Persian Gulf, where Iran is attacking now tankers and bases and sometimes trying to capture oil tankers, like the British one. And they need their troops and their air force to protect the Emirates. It's a small army, just 60,000 troops, and they cannot be deployed in South Yemen, in Eritrea, in the Horn of Africa. They need the troops to protect their homeland. And they think that the Saudis can manage the Houthis in Hudaydah, the port city of Yemen, by themselves.
And has this caused a rift between the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, or is Riyadh on board with the decision?
Riyadh is on board because they are talking about it for more than a year. In part of the places in South Yemen, the Saudi soldiers replaced the Emirate soldiers. And Mohammed bin Zayed and Mohammed bin Salman, the real rulers of the countries, are very close friends. They are well cooperate in the conflict against Iran and Qatar and Turkey. They are reaching a decision by consulting each other almost on a daily basis. So it's not a rift between the Emirates and the Kingdom. It's just redeployment and focusing on different arenas.
Given the fact that the coalition ran into quite severe problems fighting in Yemen, once the Emiratis do complete their withdrawal, are you confident that the internationally recognized government and its loyalists can combat the Houthis? Or do you think that the Houthis will be able to increase their influence and perhaps even restart advances against these forces?
Well, the Houthis, their main province, Sa'ada, in the north of Yemen, on the border of Saudi Arabia, is almost destroyed completely. And the people in Hodeidah, the last stronghold of the Houthis in Yemen, the last real stronghold, is almost run over by the Saudi troops. And Iran is almost stopped to give them money and weapons and food supplies because of the sea blockade. The navies of Egypt and the United States, sometimes Britain, Saudi Arabia and Emirates are stopping any Iranian shipment to Yemen. And Iran has also run out of money to help the rebels. So the rebels is almost over. But I don't think that the war in Yemen will be over, because war in Yemen is not just between the Houthis and the Saudis or between rebels and the government. It's constant war for the last 100 years or so. It just will be a change war, not peace in Yemen. And the Houthis knows that and are looking for a way out, because their own province, Sa'ada, where their supporters are in disastrous condition. People are starving and they are short of water, electricity, food, medicine. Most of their young are in the war, thousands of them died. And Shia in the north are asking the Houthi leaders, why are we continue fighting when we are already losing the war? So it's not about giving the Houthis opportunities to take over all the lands or the cities that they lost. The problem is the Saudis are not fulfilling the Stockholm Agreement because they don't want to see the Houthis join again the Iranian on their border. The Saudis suffer from missiles and attacks and hundreds of civilians killed by the Houthis, more than 1,000 soldiers killed, and their cities are bombed by missiles, airports and oil installations. They want unconditionally surrendered of the Houthis. And the Emirates, by withdrawing from the war, they are saying, let's concentrate our energy, forces, and money in the Persian Gulf against Iran, because this is the place that we are going to fight in the future.
Well, certainly a complex situation, but hopefully it will bring a modicum of stability back to Yemen. Dr. Shaul Yanai of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and an associate at the Israel-based Forum for Regional Thinking, thank you very much for being with the Media Line.
You're welcome.
I'm Charles Biblazer.